Hello, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Trash, the safe place to cleanse your mind, body, and soul of all that trash you consume this week so you can consume some more tomorrow. I'm your host, Josie Van Dyke, and welcome to this week's solo episode. Happy Tuesday. How are you doing? I'm doing great. I just posted a thirst trap, like my version of a thirst trap, which is basically just like a selfie of me feeling myself in a LDS church parking lot because I don't live in the city. I don't live in beautiful NYC, so I couldn't do like a cute on the street fit check. So what did I do? I pulled over to my local church and was feeling myself. So if you follow me on Instagram, go show it some love, feed my ego, please, I'm begging. But yeah, I'm feeling good because I got dressed today. I have made it a goal. Shoot, do I tell you? I don't know. I don't want to really hold myself accountable because I don't think I'm going to follow through, but I'm trying to get dressed every day this week. Yep, you heard that right. I'm going to wear real clothes every day this week. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I think I'm setting the bar too high for myself, but also I notice my mental health is like a million times better when I look presentable. So from now on, I will be, okay, pull back. No, not from now on. For this week, I'm going to attempt, keyword attempt, to wear real clothes because I have a shopping problem. Let's dive into personal trash, shall we? Because I need to tell you about my shopping problem. Today's personal trash is brought to you by Thread. Let's dive into practical style with Thread. They've given the classic leather wallet a sleek update, focusing on simplicity. Embracing the mission to carry on, Thread is your go-to for all things carry and self-expression. Now let me share why I'm hooked on Thread essentials. Like the vertical wallet, wrist lanyard, and lip balm holder, there is nothing worse than digging through a bag full of random stuff, so I cut out the chaos with Thread. The vertical wallet is my go-to solution, and the wrist lanyard and lip balm holder is making everything I need just one reach away, simplifying my life and keeping me organized, which I need all the help I can get. So check out the entire collection, including these must-haves, at threadwallets.com, where functionality seamlessly meets fashion with Thread. And use code WEEKLYTRASH for an exclusive 20% off your order. Again, that's threadwallets.com, code WEEKLYTRASH.
I, for the first time in my life, and this is like my side hustle, right? Like I'm making money for myself. And what's Caleb's money is our money. What's my money is what's my money. And I have all these things that I've been purchasing from Temu, DHgate, ASOS, Adidas, Anthropologie. Like I have a problem. I have a problem because not only is this the first time in my life where I'm making money for myself, I mean, I made money when we were first married, but that money had to go to like bills and stuff. This is the first time where I'm just making like some side money. And it's at the same time where my postpartum fog depression is wearing off and I feel like myself again. So you mix having some extra cash and feeling like yourself, problems for my bank account. I can't stop. I cannot be stopped. I do a lot of girl math while I'm shopping because a lot of the times I'll make a big order and I know I'm not going to keep it all. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make this big purchase, this order of things I really don't need, but feel like I need, and I'm going to return half of it. So it's not a big deal, but here's the issue. I'm not returning the other half. It comes, I like it, I keep it. I have too many packages coming. But I just love it. I love it all. It's like Christmas morning every single day. Every single day is like Christmas morning. The Temu thing is an issue because everything's a dollar. So I justify every purchase. I will say though, I got my first Temu package. Half the stuff was shit. Okay. Half the stuff was shit. But it's okay because it was a dollar. So I feel justified in the fact that the other half wasn't shit. So it kind of evens itself out. I got my DHgate shoes, a moment of silence because I fucking ordered the wrong size and I'm not going to mail it back. If you mail something back to DHgate, it's like $50. That costs more than the shoe. So, luckily for my sister, she's a size 9 because, yes, that's right. I ordered size 9.5 shoes. I'm a size 7 because their website was wrong and it said size 41 is a size 7. Not correct. Size 41 is like a 9-10 size shoe. Luckily, my sister has big ass feet and so I gave them to her. So she got some freaking cute Gucci Sambas, Gucci flats, and Cheetah Sambas. So yes, I have not gotten any for myself. They've all been for my sister because they've been the wrong size. But I immediately did order the right size because they were so good. When they come, I'll show them and link them. If you're in the mood to buy some fake shoes, they look gorgeous. But then I have ASOS. I have ASOS, which is a big problem because it feels like Amazon because it's Prime delivery, basically. You order it, the next day it's there. And I've been ordering real Sambas on there. And real Sambas are like $100. So I need to stop. I need to stop. But again, it just feels so good. Feels so good. Feels so good. That's not a song, but it really does because I feel like myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm liking to put, I like putting together outfits now and wearing cute pants and shirts and bras. I'm wearing real bras. Can you believe it? I'm still not wearing underwear. I did wear underwear today because I was wearing a skirt and I'm also on my period. So got to protect the leather seats in the car. But I'm wearing underwear. I'm wearing bras. I'm wearing clothes. And it's just a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. My closet, if you would have gone into my closet, let's say 3 years ago, actually, honestly, up until 2 months ago, I had things in my closet from 2010 that I was still wearing that was ugly. Ugly, didn't fit me, had holes in the crotch, had old holes in the armpit, had permanent BO scent in the armpits. I was wearing that. And I've decided, no more, Josie. You deserve to wear real clothes. But I need to stop. I need to chill. But these damn ads on Instagram keep sucking me in. Because right now my thing is shoes. Shoes and funky jewelry and unique t-shirts is really what's getting me. And I keep getting these ads. And it's just, it's a problem. I think I need to go see somebody for it, but probably not. I also have been loving my Dyson Airwrap, which I kind of talked about it with Kim. We were, you know, trying to figure out the size of a Dyson Airwrap. I recently got layers in my hair, like more layers, and I just feel like a new woman. I feel like a new woman, and I am supposed to get new hair extensions, because yeah, your girl has hair extensions. I've had hair extensions for 15 years. If you didn't know, now you know. And I'm supposed to get new hair before Nashville because I leave for Nashville the end of this month to go see Morgan Wallen, which we will talk about him in pop culture TikTok trash. He's been a naughty little boy. But I go to Nashville for Morgan, and then also I have 3 podcasts while I'm there. Very excited about. And where was I going with this? Lost my train of thought. That is a bummer. I truly have completely forgotten what I was about to say. Where was I going with this? Dyson Airwrap. Layers. Layers in my hair, hair extensions. Woo! Oh, I thought we lost that train of thought. So new hair. I was supposed to get new hair for Nashville. But I think I kind of want to keep this hair and just keep the layers and make it shorter. Because whenever I buy new hair, I get like 22 inches and then we kind of trim around it. But I'm kind of liking this mid hair length. Like, I'm such a natural looking girl. No eyelash extensions, no spray tans. Like, who am I? Who am I? I don't know. But I actually do think I need to get a spray tan for Nashville because I'm looking pasty. I'm looking pasty, and I'm probably going to be wearing booty shorts, slutty outfit with cowboy boots in Nashville for Morgan Wallen. So I think I need a spray tan. So I'm probably going to hit up Mads Tans to get that spray tan. But yeah, going to Nashville, very excited, a little stressed because babysitter situations. This is going to be, going to LA was the first time I ever left my kids with Caleb and just like me going by myself. This is the second time I'm ever doing it, but it's the longest time because LA was only 3 days. This is 4 days. And it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal to just add one extra day, but that's one extra day of figuring out my kids' schedule while I'm gone. And I'm just stressed. I don't like leaving my kids. I get really bad anxiety. So, but I'm just trying to be excited because I have very exciting things happening in Nashville. So I just need to like push through. But as I've been scheduling out those days, I've been feeling a little stressed, a little bit of anxiety. Also, my kids are here. They're upstairs. So if you hear like screaming, yelling, I promise someone is watching them and taking care of them. I just have to have them here today. So ignore. And then if you didn't hear them, then just ignore that I just said that. But this weekend was a good weekend. We had family in town. It was also general conference. If you engage in general conference, how'd it go? Did you like it? Did you feel the spirit? Is the world ending? It's also the eclipse, which there's like these weird conspiracies all over TikTok about like the eclipse and the world ending and the second coming. And I've said this in previous episodes. I want to stay oblivious. If the world is ending, I want to die first. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here and have to experience and suffer and deal with all the aftermath of the world crumbling. So don't care if the world's ending. Actually, I do care if the world's ending. I just don't want to know about it. I want to be blindsided and I want to die first. But yeah, weekend, general conference. We had family come over, have general conference at our house on Sunday. And I just have to know, what kind of family are you? Are you the kind of family, or did you grow up in the kind of family where you have a lot of food storage and you just eat from food storage? Like, oh, we bought a shit ton of spaghetti sauce, so go downstairs to the food storage and grab the spaghetti sauce. And then when you grab the spaghetti sauce, do you look at the expiration dates? Does your family believe in expiration dates? Because I feel like there's, maybe it's a generation thing, I don't know, but I feel like there are people who care about expiration dates and don't go a day past. And then there's people who think they're a conspiracy theory and that they're just like a suggestion. Okay. I love my in-laws to death. I will take a bullet for them. Okay. But they do not believe in expiration dates. And it kills me. It kills me. So they brought dinner. Again, they're angels. They brought dinner over. And everyone's at our house and it was like taco salads. And I just know that anytime they bring any sort of condiment, it will be expired. It'll always be expired. Like I said, is it a generation thing or is that just how some people are? I don't know. But if it is a day expired, it is going in the trash. We are burning it kind of person. It was taco salads. There was salsa. I go to grab the salsa. You guys, the salsa expired. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? The salsa expired in 2021. 2021. It is older than Banks. It is basically the same age as Brooks. 2021. No, jail. Jail, 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 jail. I will not be eating it. So then I like whisper to Caleb because I'm like, should we tell everybody? Like, do you embarrass them and go, hey, your salsa is expired by about 3 years? Do you share that information or do you keep it to yourself? I whisper to Caleb, I'm like, babe, the salsa expired in 2021. And he's like, salsa doesn't expire. And I was like, excuse me? Of course I Google, salsa does expire, you guys. It is tomatoes. It expires. Please, if you have food storage, please go through all of your food storage. And if it is expired, throw it away. Stop buying so much food storage. If the world ends, are you really going to want salsa? Actually, I take that back. If the world's ending, I actually do want salsa. I want to die eating chips and salsa. But you just can't keep this shit in your freaking food storage for so long because it's disgusting. It's disgusting. So yeah, I had taco salad with no salsa for dinner. Thank you, Blair. Love you. And then if you saw on Instagram, my sweet sister-in-law, she's special needs. She is in college. It's like a special needs college and they're doing prom. She got asked to prom and she was so excited. We talked about it on Sunday. She's wearing a pink dress. She cannot wait. I asked her if she'll let me take a picture and show you guys because you guys were kind of invested after I shared the reel on Instagram that my father-in-law posted about her getting asked to prom, which it is the most tender, sweet thing I've ever seen in my life. I cried when I watched it because honestly, people with special needs or disabilities, however, I don't know what like the politically correct thing is. In our family, we just say Bethany has special needs. They are just the purest souls. They're so innocent and just radiate this light about them. And I loved when I worked with special needs because I got to experience that light every single day. And so I love that I'm married into a family with Bethany in it who just radiates that love and joy and happiness every single day. And watching her get asked to prom might have been the highlight of the week. Okay, it was the highlight of the week was that video. And you guys loved it. Lots of you were loving on it too. So if you haven't seen it, actually, I don't know where you would find it because my father-in-law posted it. Maybe I'll repost it. But Bethany got asked to prom. Super excited about it. And we talked about that this weekend. And then, yeah, I had a chill weekend. I did do something crazy today, though. I did something crazy, which I've debated. Do I tell you now? Do I wait? I don't know. I've decided I'm telling you now. I'm getting a nose job. Yeah, you heard it first. I'm fixing my deviated septum. I'm going to Peaks Plastics in Utah and they are going to fix my nose. So for the four of you that reach out often and tell me that I sound nasally, you are correct. I have a deviated septum and it will be fixed. I wonder if it'll change my voice a lot or a little. I'm curious. Because some of you actually really like my nasally voice. So that'll be unfortunate if it changes, but I am getting a nose job. And I did decide on top of the nose job, I'm getting something called a neck lift. Okay. Before you come at me, just hold off because my body, my choice. But I am getting a neck lift. I went on TikTok, which I guess we can just like roll into pop culture TikTok trash, shall we? Okay, fine. So TikTok, I'm on TikTok and I see this girl, what's her name? I think it's like Lexi. Okay, let me go look really quick because she got a neck lift and it is so good. It looks so good. Let me type in neck lift and I bet she will pop up. Okay, neck lift. Her Instagram is Blake, oh gosh, Blake Healy. She got a neck lift and it transformed her face. Okay. Like her side profile is so fucking snatched. It looks so good. And I've heard about a neck lift before. I thought like a lot of people just get like liposuction, but liposuction in your neck versus a neck lift are two totally different things. A neck lift, they like take the fat pad out of your neck. Because here's the thing, I have a really strong jawline. Like my jaw is very strong, but then you get towards my chin and I have this like, they call it like the gobble, the turkey. And it's not bad. It's not bad at all. But when I met with Peaks Plastics and I was like, yeah, fix my deviated septum. And they're like, would you be interested? Because I kind of told them that I was interested in a neck lift. And they're like, well, we could totally do it if that's something you're interested in. And I was like, wait, really? And I'm just full send getting a nose job and a neck lift. And TikTok is 100% why I'm doing it. Which, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Probably both. It could change my life in a very positive way, but I also should love myself. I know. Okay. Shut the fuck up. I don't care. But I'm very excited about the deviated septum because allergy season is upon us and I can't breathe. I cannot breathe. So I cannot wait to get it fixed. And then the neck lift will just be like a fun little extra thing as I'm talking about literal plastic surgery, just a fun little extra thing. But I'm getting it done in June. So I will be vlogging it all for Patreon and then sharing pieces and snippets about it on Instagram and TikTok because everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to know how it goes. So I will keep you all updated. But yeah, TikTok and pop culture trash besides neck lifts. I've also been seeing a lot of TikToks about people and their relationship with their brothers, specifically sisters and brothers. I've never had a brother. really unfortunate. I've always wanted a brother. I would lie to people when I was in elementary school and say that I had an older brother. Like, I vividly remember my teacher asking me, oh, like, how many siblings or what? Do you have any brothers and sisters? And I was like, yeah, I have one sister and an older brother. And she was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yeah, he's in high school. Like, in my head, my older brother was 10 years older than me. Okay. So this girl probably, this teacher was probably so confused when she saw my mother, and my mother was 30 years old, and I told her that I had a high school brother. That would have mean that my mom had a baby at 15. And that obviously wasn't true. But I've just always wanted a brother. I was trying to manifest an older brother out of somewhere. Luckily, I did marry a man who has 7 siblings, and 5 of them are brothers. So wait, 7 siblings? Or is he 1 of 7? Let me do the math here. We got Christian, we got Caleb, we got Jeremy, we got, oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart. We have Ariel, then we have Seth, then we have Micah, then we have Bethany. Okay, wait. So yeah, there's 4 brothers. Okay, so I have 4 brothers, 2 of which are older than me. So I kind of got 2 brothers now. But yeah, I've always loved brothers, but these videos are so tender, and it just makes me think about how lucky Bentley is that she gets 2 brothers. But then it made me kind of sad because she has no sister. And I was watching these TikToks, and I was telling Caleb, I'm like, wait a second. Like, do we try for, you know, another baby and get a girl? Like, but then again, I go back to, ooh, I really like that I feel like myself again, and I don't want to be pregnant. But these videos just got me in my feels, because I was like, does Bentley need a sister? Like, I'm so jealous that she has like brothers, and like she gets to experience that brotherly bond. But then I'm like, I loved having a sister. I mean, I love having a sister now. I did not love having a little sister when I was in high school. I was a bitch. I hated sharing my clothes. She would steal all my stuff. We'd fight all the time. It was so much drama. But now I really like having a sister. So sound off in the comments if you have a brother and a sister. Are you happy about it? If you just have brothers, do you wish you had a sister? Because I just have a sister and I wish I had brothers. I think you always want what you don't have. But these TikToks were just like, oh, freak, do I have another baby? I don't know. That's just like the question of the year is, will Josie have another baby? We don't know. We really don't know. It is so up in the air. Speaking about babies, though, we're just going to segue, even though this has nothing to do with babies. Morgan Wallen, he's kind of a baby. Wah, wah, wah. He is kind of a baby. He sucks today because he threw a chair. He threw a chair off of a 6-floor building. It was a bar, okay? Because I'm gonna give my unsolicited opinion. I think he's an alcoholic, okay? Which he's kind of already talked about. He has problems. He needs to stop drinking because every time he drinks, something happens and it's not good. First, he got canceled because he was using racial slurs while he was drunk in his neighborhood. If you don't remember, yeah, now you do. Another time that he was drunk, he was cheating on his baby mama in New York City. I mean, every time he's drunk, he does something so fucking stupid. Stop getting drunk, Morgan. Stop it. Okay? I'm spending my money, my hard-earned money, to see you in Nashville. If you get drunk and cancel your show like you did just a couple months ago, jail. I hope you go to jail. Okay? Stop drinking. I want to go to your concert, have a good time. Stop being an idiot. Okay? But yeah, Morgan Wallen, he has a new mugshot because he went to jail. He got bailed out. I think it was like $230,000 to get bailed. Obviously, nothing's going to come from it. Like, he's going to buy his way out of this situation. But when do you think a big country celebrity would ever like actually go to jail for his crimes? Like, I mean, obviously, like murder and like rape and like really bad stuff. But do you think like the judge could be like, no bail? Is that like allowed? Because I think Morgan needs to spend a week in jail. I think he needs a week. It'll like, he'll sober up. He'll spend a week in there. Maybe he'll have like a come to Jesus moment. I don't know. I think we need to put him in jail. Or he can go to, what's it called? When you get sober. Not juvie. What's it called? Rehab. Yeah, rehab. But he says he went to rehab, but I don't believe him. I think he needs something a little more stern, because rehab for wealthy celebrities is like a freaking resort. Okay. he needs to sit in his feelings. He needs to sit in a dark room for a minute. So I think we should put him in jail. I think Morgan needs to go to jail for a sec. So if you agree, sound off in the comments. Some more pop culture and TikTok trash is I need to pull up my notes. Freak, where'd it go? Oh, CMT Awards. CMT Awards were all over my TikTok page. We're just all country today. And Kelsea Ballerini and Chase Stokes are so fine. Okay. Kelsea Ballerini looks like a goddess. Her red dress, I'm obsessed with the color red right now. I just got my nails redone. I did like springy nails. And then I was like, you know what? There's snow at my house. Fuck spring. I want red. So I got red nails with a rose on it and I'm obsessed. But red is just my color right now. I'm loving red. And she looked gorgeous. Gorgeous. And the first time that Chase Stokes and Kelsea Ballerini were seen in public was last year's CMTs, I believe. That's when they made their red carpet debut. And they're just so in love and gorgeous. Do we think they'll get married? I mean, she had a really messy divorce. She's kind of said she doesn't believe in marriage. But now I don't know. Like, could we see it for her? Like, I could see this, like, stunning, beautiful wedding dress. But, like, very low-key wedding in the middle of, like, the country. Or maybe Malibu. I don't know. Because Chase Stokes gives off Malibu. But I don't know. Do we think they'll get married? I don't know. We shouldn't rush things. But they've been together for a long time. Like, a year. I mean, in Utah, that's, like, 12 years. But yeah, they looked good. But then she was on TikTok because people were telling her that she wasn't wearing any pants because in her performance, she was wearing like a bodysuit, like almost like one of those bodysuits that you wear like when you want to wear a long sleeve shirt and have it tucked in, but like you don't really want to tuck it in. So you wear the bodysuit version. That's what it was giving with black tights. Honest opinion. Didn't love it. Nothing against you, Kelsey. You're a slay. You could wear a garbage sack and I would support it, but did not love it. But people were like going after her being like, you forgot your pants. Wear your pants. You weren't wearing pants. It's like, shut the fuck up. She obviously did that on purpose. Stop being mean. The internet is so mean sometimes. But her performance was amazing. That's really the only thing I watched. I didn't really care about anything else, but I was loving the reviews on TikTok about the outfits of CMT. There's a specific one. I actually reposted it. Let me find his username so you guys can all look it up because it was so funny. I didn't really agree with all of his takes, but it was hilarious. His name is, and he's like not like a huge TikToker. Okay, his name is Nicki Minaj. What the fuck? It's spelled Nicky Minaj. But he did, it almost has 1 million views. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. When I saw the post, it only had like 4,000 views. That's crazy. But he just like gives his takes on the outfits on the red carpet and it is hilarious. It's hilarious. So if you want a good laugh, I reposted it. But yeah, his name is Nicki Minaj on TikTok and it's a really good laugh. But let's move on to Trashers Trash, shall we? Because you guys submitted a shit ton, and we got to let it out. So let's dive right on into it. My mom is upset we didn't have her in the room for either of our baby's births. We wanted it to be private between my husband and I. She still brings it up every family gathering 3.5 years later. Ugh. I'm so sorry. Tell her to get over it. Okay. I mean, I think it's so weird when people think that they should have a say on if they can be in the room where your vagina is exposed and a baby is coming out of it. Like, talk about entitled. She thinks she's entitled to see that? No. That is so personal, so vulnerable, so private. And that just like, I don't know what it is where people think that that's just like, oh yeah, like, you should have your mom in the room. You should have your mother-in-law in the room, which I'm actually all about having my mom and mother-in-law in the room because I really don't care, but I can see how people would care. It's your vagina. It is your vagina on a table and it doesn't look like a vagina. When you are giving birth, it doesn't look like a vagina. It looks like an Arby's roast beef sandwich shredded into pieces with a black hole in the middle. It's not it. Okay. And a lot of times people don't want people seeing that. I don't get it. I mean, it's just weird that people think they're entitled to see that. No, I'm sorry. Went in for a fertility consult after 2.5 years of trying for baby number two. Feeling hopeful, but the process has sucked. I'm so sorry. That's hard, especially if it's been 2.5 years of trying. Like, that is such a long time. And I know IVF is so hard on like your mental state and your body. So my heart goes out to you. I know that there are so many women that have experienced this feeling. And I know that there's a good amount in this Trasher community that are going through it right now. And so, you know, ask on Instagram if like you want a support group, like, is there anyone out there? Because I'm sure so many women would love to like be there for you and give their advice and share hopeful stories with you, because unfortunately so many people are going through IVF right now. And it's something I personally can't relate to, but I can relate to, you know, miscarriage and trying for a baby and it not happening. And that is so hard on its own, and then add IVF to it. So just know so many people are rooting for you. And I know that there's so many people who would love to be in your corner and be there for you and would be able to relate to you if you're open to that. Really considering getting on Ozempic after I give birth to help me shed the baby weight and feel better postpartum, but also wanting to breastfeed my baby for a while. Not sure what to do. This is going to be a hot take. This is going to get people all round up because they're going to be like, I don't like that advice. Well, guess what? You don't have to fucking take it. I think that obviously breastfeeding, if you are able to breastfeed and you can do it, is the best, right? Like, it's so good for your baby. But you know what else is good for your baby? A mentally sane mother. And let's say you give birth and you're breastfeeding and breastfeeding brings you so much joy, then love on it, thrive on it, enjoy it. Enjoy that moment where you get to breastfeed your baby. But let's say you're breastfeeding your baby and you're not loving it and you're feeling really insecure and your mental health is declining. If you think that going on Ozempic is going to help that, I support it 1,000%. I support a mom doing what she thinks she needs to do to be a better mom. And if you're at a point where you're not feeling like a good mom because you're mentally just not happy, do what you can do to feel better about yourself. I am all for it. I've had 3 babies. Only one of those babies have been breastfed. And even that baby was breastfed for 3 months. But guess what? I bet you can't even I'll line up my babies. Bet you can't guess which one was breastfed and which one wasn't, because they're all perfect. All 3 of my babies are perfect. And only one of them was breastfed for 3 months. That's it. And I bet you can't tell which one it was. So do what you have to do to be the best mom you can be. And if you love breastfeeding, enjoy it, because it does go by fast. And I know that it can be such a beautiful bonding moment for so many women. For me, it wasn't. But if it is that for you, embrace it and love on it. You have your whole life to lose weight. But if it's mentally, like if mentally you feel like that would help losing some weight, then go for it. But if you're loving breastfeeding, you got plenty of time to lose the, in quotation, baby weight. Okay? Because it's really not that. It's not that important. What's important is you and the time with your baby. But again, if it's mental, if you mentally need it, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I'm doing surrogacy and I am so excited, but also so nervous to tell my family. I forgot to add, I'm doing surrogacy through Road to Baby and they have been the best, and I am so, so excited, but also so, so nervous. Okay, that's so exciting. I love when I hear people using Road to Baby because they really are the best, and I know they've helped so many families grow. So I'm so excited for you and I love that you're having a good experience. But I'm curious, like, are you married? Do you have kids? Because you said you haven't told your family. So I'm hoping that means your like parents, not your spouse, if you are married, because that's definitely something your spouse should be aware of. But that's so exciting. And I feel like your family hopefully will be supportive of you. And it's going to be probably one of the biggest sacrifices and blessings that you do in your, like, it's going to be hard. Like, I don't think surrogacy is like this easy thing, but I do think the blessings that you will get from it, just like that feeling of being able to give somebody the biggest gift, is probably going to be the coolest feeling. Like I said, I've never done it and I will never do it. I hate pregnancy for myself, let alone for someone else. So you're a saint, but I think that is just going to be the coolest experience. And I hope that your family is supportive and there for you. But I'm happy for you and you sound excited. And if you're happy about it and you're excited for it, then hell yeah. Can't wait to hear more about it. I'm pregnant with my first. What should I do for a gender reveal that is funny but not cheesy? Okay, can you make a gender reveal funny and not cheesy at the same time? I feel like if it's funny, it's cheesy. I think those two go hand in hand. Some of the funniest gender reveals I've seen are the ones where they have somebody dress up as either a baby girl or a baby boy, like a grown-ass man in either a diaper with a blue binky and a blue onesie or a diaper in a pink binky. It is so cringy, okay, and so cheesy, but they're hilarious. Would I ever do it? Absolutely not. But they're freaking funny. They're giving white trash, live in a hillbilly town kind of gender reveal, if that's the vibe you're going for. But I low-key think they're hilarious. My daughter has been sleeping in a pack and play for the past 14 months. It has a mattress. We couldn't afford a real crib when we first had her, but we're planning on keeping it until she is walking really well and we will buy a floor bed. So it'll still be for a few months, but I feel so much mom guilt. Okay, you shouldn't feel any mom guilt about this. Your kid is not going to remember if they had a bed or a pack and play when they were not even 2 years old. Okay, your baby has a roof over their head, a safe place to sleep, a mom who cares so much about them. I know it's hard to be like, don't feel mom guilt, and for you to just like, okay, yeah, no. I know you can't just do that. Like, mom guilt is so deep within us, but this is something where you're doing the best you can and you're being a great mom, and this is not going to affect your child at all. They are loved, they are safe. But if you're interested, I got a crib. Okay. I got an extra crib. So DM me. And if you live nearby, I can give it to you if you're wanting a crib, if that'll help ease your mom guilt. But I think your baby is just fine. You're doing a great job. Don't be too hard on yourself. Breast reduction next month. I am so excited, but so nervous. How fast did you recover? I need all the tips. I'm about to just DM you. LOL. DM me, girl. I always get DMs asking for before and after pictures. If you know, you know. But I am so excited for you. A breast reduction was the best thing I ever did for myself. I did it after Brooks. And honestly, the recovery was a breeze. Like, such a breeze. I think when you get implants, like if you go from no boobs and you're super flat chested and then you get implants, I think the recovery is more painful because you're like, stretching out your skin, and especially if you go under the muscle. But a reduction, it's like, usually if you're getting a reduction, it means you're already pretty miserable with your big saggy titties, and so getting those sandbags chopped off of you is like a weight literally being lifted off your chest. You feel amazing. And so honestly, it was so easy. I didn't have drains, which some women get drains when they get a reduction. I didn't have that. But it honestly was a breeze, and you're going to be so happy. I'm so happy for you. I think a breast reduction some insurances cover it if you're like at a certain size, but I truly think any woman who wants a breast reduction, it should be covered by the state, like 1,000%. Like, our taxes should pay for breast reductions because it is mentally the greatest thing you could do for yourself. So happy for you. I'm the one from last week about my best friend dating my best friend's dad. I asked her how she felt about it, and she said as long as they are happy, she's happy. She actually just found her dad about a month ago and met him. My best friend's dad is 41 and we are all in our 20s. Okay. Now that I have like a better idea of the situation, that makes a little more sense. Like, if this guy as her dad wasn't in her life all growing up, then it doesn't really feel like her dad. It's like just like a older figure in her life because she just found him a month ago. But if it was like her dad, like the dad that raised her, That would be weird. That would be weird. But this makes a little more sense. She seems like a very mature person to be like, if he's happy and they're happy, I'm happy. Like, couldn't be me, but I'm glad it's her. She's a mature woman. Love that for her. And this is like kind of amazing. Happy for everybody involved. Okay, this is crazy and not normal. Okay. My husband wakes up like once every other week from wet dreams in the night and changes his underwear. He claims it was a wet dream about me or no dream at all. Is this normal? Is it normal that your husband literally has to change his underwear in the middle of the night? No. He needs to go to a doctor. He needs to go to a doctor. That is not normal. Is it normal that he says he has wet dreams about you? I guess. Even if it wasn't about you, you can't really control your dreams. Okay. If it was freaking Oprah Winfrey, okay, he has no control. But I do think he needs to go see a doctor, because I don't know any grown man who has wet dreams where they have to change their underwear more than once a week or once a month or once a year. I don't think my husband has ever had to change his underwear in the middle of the night. Okay. So no, I think he should go see a doctor. Oh, this one is so cute and sweet and innocent. Obviously, it's coming from a precious, precious young girl. So I hope you're listening. My missionary boyfriend comes home in July, but just met a new boy and he wants to be official, but I'm scared to commit because of what ifs when the missionary gets home. Also, the new guy checks all the boxes and is really hot, but also said, I love you after a week, which feels a little love bomb-y. IDK. Okay. I'm going to put myself in my 18-year-old body. Okay. 18-year-old Josie is going, oh my gosh, love this for you. Be official with him. Your missionary is probably weird anyways. Get married. Okay. Now I'm going to step into my current state. Okay. Brakes. Push the brakes. Okay. You don't need to get official with anybody. Date around. Okay. Tell this guy, you know what? I'm having a great time with you, but I want to see if my missionary is normal and I have any interest in him, because let's say you do marry this new guy. You never want to have what ifs. Okay. That's not something you ever want to have. And if this guy is the one, which he could be, if he's the one, he'll respect that and be like, you know what? I understand that. Obviously your missionary comes home in July. It's not like he's coming home in freaking, I don't know, December of 2025. Like, he's coming home fairly recently, or he's coming home fairly soon. So I would just tell this new guy, be like, hey, I really like you. You check all the boxes. You really do. But I don't want to ever have what ifs. We're still so young. Let's like keep dating. But when my missionary comes home, I do want to like talk to him and possibly go on dates with him and just know for sure. And I'm hoping that this new boy is mature. He's probably not. But let's hope he's mature enough to understand that answer and can be chill. Like, just be chill. Like, you're what? He's probably what? 20? You're 18? Like, hopefully everyone can just like hit the brakes and chill, you know? Sitting in my car riding this, pulled over on the side of the road with a flat tire. I want to be that resourceful, independent girl that can fix something like this, but this is what I need a man for. Secretly hoping a man in a truck pulls over and saves me, LOL. That would be like the cutest rom-com if like a hot guy pulled over in like a cute truck, like a beat up truck, and fixed your tire and then you fell in love. Like, that would be amazing. But no, I feel you. I can't do anything. I can barely fill up my own gas. Like, I am independent, but when it comes to anything with cars, no. Like, have you seen the trends on TikTok where they call their dad and say that they put diesel in their car? No, that would be me. Like, I would put diesel in my car. I'm surprised I haven't done that. I'm surprised I've lived 28 years without putting diesel in my car, because I don't know the difference. What is the difference? I still don't know. But the day that I can change my own tire is a day where pigs fly. Okay. I want to learn. Actually, no, I don't. I don't want to learn. I want to say that I know how to do it. And like, people be like, oh my gosh, you're a baddie. Like, that's badass. But I'll never get to that point. I will never get to that point where I'll actually learn how to do it. So we're twins. We both can't do it. Love that for us. But that is Trasher's Trash. I'm so happy you listened. I'm so happy you're here. And there was lots of trash that I need to take out still. I will be doing my monthly Patreon episode where I read the Trasher's Trash that I didn't get to. the ones that really stuck out to me. So head on over to Patreon. April's episode or March's episode is up, and then April's will go up at the end of this month. But I love Trashers Trash. You guys are the best. I hope you have the best week. Jenna's coming on the podcast on Thursday. I'm so excited to chat with her and meet her. We actually go to the same nail girl. So I've seen her in her car, but I've never met her. I've never talked to her in real life. So I'm excited. And I know you guys are too. Everyone loves Jenna. She's the best. Jenna's Kitchen. But yes, Thursday, Jenna, have the best week. I love you all. Leave me a 5-star review telling me you love me, because like I just said, I love you. And don't forget to take out your trash. Bye.